This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good afternoon, Tuesday, early August, and it feels like it, and it looks like it. I almost got hit by a big thunderstorm coming down, but it just missed me. But looking out of our studio windows, I can tell there's some showers around this afternoon. You might be in some of them at some point. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us. Would you be surprised if I told you we had a lot to talk about this afternoon? Well, I'm sure you're not. We have a lot to get to this afternoon. So the French Quarter trash collection soap opera goes before the Fourth Circuit Court. The French Quarter trash collection saga continues. And IV waste continues to pick up the trash in the French Quarter. The Louisiana Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals is set to take up Henry Consulting, which is owned by Troy Henry, seeking to force the New Orleans City Council to sign off on a contract that it won through a competitive selection process last year. The problem was that at the last minute, Troy Henry changed the people who were going to actually pick up the garbage. He changed companies that he was going to subcontract with. And the city council didn't feel secure about this sudden change, so they wouldn't sign off on it. So I think that's essentially the problem. But the real problem is Mayor Cantrell. You know, she is fighting to make sure that an individual, Troy Henry, gets this contract before the contract with IV Waste comes to an end. So the big question is, why? Why is Cantrell trying so hard to make this happen? Why is she doing this for Troy Henry? There's a reason. I don't know what the reason is. You don't know what the reason is. But we can speculate that it might be politically motivated, because there is a reason. We'll find out the reason at some point, and we'll all look back and go, okay, well, you know, we're really not surprised. I think when we finally learn the truth behind this and why LaToya Cantrell is so set on giving this to Troy Henry, we'll find out the truth. And we're all gonna do the same thing. We're all going to say, okay, we're not really surprised. That figures. I mean, that's how predictable this stuff is. Typical New Orleans politics. And this is not good for the city, but it's what we have to deal with. We were going to talk to somebody who was deeply involved in this, but they're on a flight coming back from New York, so they can't talk today, but we will talk to them on the show tomorrow afternoon. All right, so Rod Stewart did something to remember Ozzy Osbourne at his concert, and some people are freaking out over this. I mean, some people are actually calling this activity criminal. They're saying what Rod Stewart did was criminal, and that he should be in jail for doing this. I read about what he did, and it doesn't seem like a big deal to me. We're going to talk about that in the 2 o'clock hour this afternoon. Also, this is an example of woke gone wild. Was the American Eagle ad featuring denim clothing with actress Sydney Sweeney, was it really woke? President Trump praised Sweeney's ad and American Eagle, and the jeans started flying off the shelves. And the value of American Eagle went up all over this controversy. And the controversy is over whether or not American Eagle was trying to give the impression that people with blonde hair and blue eyes are preferable, that they're better than other people. And I got to tell you, I don't see it. I don't think American Eagle did anything wrong. I posted a video on Scoot on the Air Substack. If you haven't joined me there, I hope you will. Become a subscriber, Scoot on the Air Substack. And you can comment on that. I'll try to share some of the comments from Substack later in the show. But I don't think American Eagle did anything wrong, and we're going to get into this this afternoon. So a CNBC anchor actually kind of chuckled at Donald Trump in his ear. He was on the phone. And he kind of chuckled when Donald Trump once again brought up the idea of the rigged election of 2020. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm really tired of hearing about this. And Donald Trump just seems to be desperate to continue to bring this up. And so this guy, CNBC anchor Joe Kernan, who has been a Trump supporter all along, kind of chuckled at Trump and totally dismissed the claim and, you know, just basically fact-checked the president and said that there's really nothing there. So this is really kind of fascinating. You know what's going on in Texas. Maybe you don't know because, it's a little bit complicated, but Texas Democrats have left the legislature and they're not participating in a vote concerning redistricting. The Republicans are really worried that they're not going to win in the midterm elections, even in the red state of Texas. So they feel like they have to redraw the maps. Now, I thought Republicans were really confident. I mean, President Trump won the election. They have the White House. They really control Congress if they have everybody in line. And so I thought they were really confident that and the Democrats are so stupid, according to Republicans, and some people call this show or make comments in social media comments on Substack or Instagram or Facebook, and they call Democrats libtards. I have been called a libtard, which I'm not going to let that bother me. It's a made up word, and if that makes you feel good, well, that's okay. But for so many Republicans to say so many negative things about Democrats, why are they even concerned that they might not just sweep in the elections, the midterm elections? And really, the control of Congress lies in the balance, and it's not, you know, the Republicans don't have a big wide majority, so it's kind of close. So it's a very, very important election. So anyway, Republicans feel like they have to redraw the maps because they're not going to win, or they have a good chance of not winning, that the Democrats, libtards as they might be, might even beat them in the red state of Texas. They're so concerned they have to redraw the maps. So I find that kind of interesting. Well, there's online betting on whether or not the Texas Democrats are going to be arrested, because Texas Governor Greg Abbott has said he's issued an arrest warrant, had the state issue arrest warrants for the Democrats who left. And if they return to the state of Texas, they're going to be arrested and they're going to be taken to the legislature. That's my understanding of it. But there is there's a platform, a crypto-based prediction platform, Polymarket, and they're offering users a chance to bet real money on whether any of the Texas House Democrats who fled the state are going to be arrested by this coming Friday. So it's pretty fascinating. But again, I think it's kind of interesting that with all the ugly things that people are saying about about Democrats, with what Republicans are saying about Democrats, why are they concerned that they're not going to sweep the midterm elections? I thought they had a lot of confidence that, you know, this is the only answer for America, and they're going to win. So, you know, maybe there's more concern over the impact of Donald Trump than some people actually want to admit, and they feel like they've got to redraw the maps. Well, then you've got Democrat governors like Gavin Newsom in California, and they're talking about redoing the maps, gerrymandering the maps. So the Democrats have a big benefit. So, you know, this is not over, and it continues. A majority of U.S. adults, at least, is somewhat stressed about the cost of groceries. This is according to a new Associated Press poll. About half of all Americans say the cost of groceries is a major source of stress in their lives. 33% say it's a minor source of stress, and only 14% say that there's no stress at all over the price of groceries. Their survey also found that 4 in 10 Americans under the age of 45 say that they're used to this idea now, buy now and pay later. Buy now, pay later. And they're doing that when it comes to entertainment, restaurants, and even groceries and medical care. Inflation's there. Prices are high. I see it at the store. Are you impacted by inflation? And by the way, inflation was supposed to be gone by now. But it's here. And as I, you know, said during the campaign, and as I said after the campaign, presidents don't have that much control over inflation. So it's here. I'm not surprised that it's still around, but there are economists who are predicting that we are on the verge of a recession, which would not be good. Also, there's a new Associated Press poll out showing that young adults are less likely to follow politics or even say that voting is important. And this is the problem, because, you know, millennials are the largest segment of the American population. Millennials now outnumber boomers. So if millennials voted in mass numbers, millennials would get all the attention. One of the reasons senior citizens get so much attention is because they vote in high percentages, and so politicians pander to them. If millennials and young voters voted in mass numbers, the politicians would pay attention to their voice. So I don't know why they don't vote in mass numbers. Now, you never know what's going to happen, but traditionally, young people don't vote in mass numbers. And there are a lot of conservatives, especially conservative boomers, who don't want young people to vote in mass numbers because they're afraid that it's going to really cancel out the power that they have had at the polls up to this point. But I really don't understand why young people who have the right to vote, why they don't take that seriously. I don't know about you, but man, when I was 18 and registered to vote, I have been voting since I first got the right to vote at the age of 18. I've been voting since then. Now, over the years, I missed a couple of elections, not big elections, but I missed a few elections. But I vote. I'm an active voter, and I don't understand why so many young people don't vote. All right. Again, we have a lot to get to this afternoon, and a House Republican is warning that his state, which is Nebraska, the GDP of his state, the gross domestic product of his state, has decreased by 6% since Donald Trump took office, and it's all about trade. It's all about the tariffs. And when you hear about deadline after deadline being made, you know, you hear a little bit about deals being made, but for the most part, this whole tariff thing has been a total disaster for the U.S. economy. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And we got to talk about this. The Denmark Zoo is asking people to turn over their unwanted pets to be fed to the lions, the tigers, and the other predators. On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is that idea? If you have a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line, 504-260-1870. Poor Ian Hoke. For the next couple of days, he is locked in an office in the back of the station working on office stuff that he has to work on as assistant program director. So Coleman, for the next few days, is our studio producer. Good afternoon, Coleman.
So, Scoop.
Yeah.
Do you not believe in the circle of life?
Mm. Well, I believe in the circle of life, but I just think it's rather cruel to take an unwanted pet. But, I mean, if you don't want the pet anymore, I mean, you know, I know. Look, So my uncle's wife, I went to visit my uncle in St. Augustine, and she's very involved in protecting sea turtles. And it goes from, you know, protecting the eggs on the beach, and then you let them go to the ocean. But like 1 in 1,000 or something like that, some outrageous number like that, 1 in 1,000 baby sea turtles actually live to become an adult. And so the seagulls pick them off on their march to the water. You know, fish eat them. You know, there's just so many predators out there to eat these little things that, you know, if they can lock into some seaweed or something like that, and apparently they go from the Florida East Coast to the Bahamas, and there's a big area of seaweed, and if they can get involved in that, then they can become teenagers, and they have a better chance of surviving. And I said, well, why don't you get out there and you know, shoo the seagulls away. And she said, well, you know, you can't really, you know, mess with the circle of life and the balance of nature. You just have to let it take place. I'm going, no. I mean, I the seagulls are kind of cute, but the little baby turtles are even cuter. So I'd want to shoo the seagulls away, but the seagulls need to eat, right?
You kind of touched on what I was getting at. I think most people's affinity for animals and the way they feel sorry for them is based on the animal's cuteness.
Absolutely.
So if animals, like for instance, I have a friend that has a pet iguana, and a pet iguana eats these little cricket bugs. But yeah. It's like, all right, nobody cares about the crickets.
No.
So, because the crickets aren't cute. Nobody's saying, oh, don't give the crickets to the iguana.
All right, look, how much pain do you think a cricket is going through when it's eating?
It's not about the pain. It's about the circle of life. So if you can feed a cricket to an iguana and not care, or use a worm to bait fish and we eat the fish,
yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with saying, you know what, this dog or this animal has seen better days. It's about that time. I might as well use it to continue the circle of life and feed another animal that can use it, right? No?
Okay. Hey, kids, come on. We're going to look. It looks like little Muffy is like on her last leg. We're going to, you know, I mean, little Muffy's going to die soon. So let's just take little Muffy to the zoo, and we're going to watch them feed little Muffy to the lions. Okay?
They're not going
to
watch, are they? Well,
I don't know. I mean, I guess you could if you wanted to. I mean, I guess they just kind of turn them loose in the area where the animals are. And then the lions is going to get a hold of little Muffy and throw Muffy around, and they're going to toss Muffy around, and eventually they're going to just, you know, gnaw down on Muffy. And I don't know, the thought of that, I don't like the thought of that. If they need to be put to sleep, that seems to be a little more humane. But it's hypocritical, because I do support the circle of life. But I think in this case, it's a little crazy. All right, you got a comment. The Okunhart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. Yeah, a lot to get to this afternoon, and we're going to get to all of it. And if you want to comment on anything we talk about, you can just call us on the Okunhart Jewelers talk and text line. I'm Scoot on the air. It's a hot Tuesday afternoon, and we'll be right back. You're listening to
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
WWL. All right, it was recently revealed in Vanity Fair magazine that Dolly Parton, who posed for Playboy magazine, well, she posed for the cover of Playboy magazine in 1978. It has now been revealed. I find this really interesting. It was revealed that Dolly Parton and her people, her management team, they worked on the special bunny outfit for her to wear on the cover for the cover shoot for Playboy in 1978. They worked on the outfit because they did not want to offend Dolly Parton's religious fan base. A lot of religious people love Dolly Parton, and she loves her fans. She always does whatever she can for her fans, and she didn't want to offend the religious fan base. And so they worked on the costume to make it, well, more appealing, more pleasing to the religious crowd. But it's still Playboy magazine. I mean, if you're really that concerned about your religious fans, you shouldn't be doing the cover of Playboy. But Dolly Parton was told at the time by her management that Playboy is one of the classiest magazines for interviews. And believe it or not, yes, I looked at the pictures, but I read some of the articles. I didn't read all of them, but Playboy magazine, if you had an opportunity, if you were a celebrity, to be interviewed by Playboy magazine back in the day, man, that was the interview. That was the interview that you gave. So Dolly Parton wanted to do that interview, but she also wanted to have the costume, the bunny costume, altered so it would not offend her religious fans, but I'm thinking that some of them might have been offended just because it was Playboy magazine. All right, before I get to your calls, let me clear something up about what's going on in Texas with the Democrats. Every 10 years, maps are redrawn. This is the first time that a president, a sitting president, has gone to a state and said, I need you to change your maps, essentially saying, I'm afraid we're not going to win in the midterm elections. I need you to change the maps in the middle of this cycle. I need you to change the maps now so we can win. So President Trump is concerned. I mean, he kind of knows what he's doing in terms of the tariffs and in terms of everything because it's not working out so well. I mean, a lot of this is not working out well. In fact, Stephen A. Smith was on with Hannity and just called out Hannity over Hannity basically saying that Trump is doing a great job. And Stephen A. Smith said, well, you know, hey, not really, because of tariffs and because of this and because of this and because of deportations and all of that. And at the very end, I thought this was interesting. At the very end, Sean Hannity said, Stephen, repeat after me. Trump is doing a great job. See, that's the mentality of the conservative media, is to tell people what to think, to tell them what to say. Hit repeat after me. Trump is doing a great job. So again, that really supports what I've said about the conservative media, trying to tell people what to think. And people allow themselves to be told what to think. But a president has never done this before. And so for Donald Trump to really indicate that he's scared that the Republicans, maybe because of the impact that he's having on the country, the Republicans may not win and he may not have control of Congress. And if he doesn't have control of Congress after the midterm elections, man, there's going to be some problems for President Trump. So that's the difference. I mean, I didn't mention that the first time I mentioned it, but I knew that this is done every 10 years. What's different now is the president is saying, you know, do it now. And so it's really kind of turned into a Charlie Foxtrot. All right, let's get to a few of your calls. Let's go to Lafayette. Charlie, you're on WWL. Good afternoon, Charlie.
Good afternoon, Scoot. How are you doing today?
I'm great.
You know, before I get into my point, that idea in Denmark, I give it a minus 10,000. That's a terrible idea.
Yeah, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, that's a bad idea.
Minus 10,000, and, you know, I mean, I just, you know, I it just makes me sick. But anyway, you know, you're talking about a lot of things I think about. You were talking about the Texans, how, you know, what they're doing, and they're griping about the Democrats leaving the state, but the Republicans scurried out of town not to talk about the Epstein file. So, you know, spare the hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to end up, you know, all they're going to do is you're just going to get California and all these other states to do the same thing, and then it may backfire on them in Texas. So that 5 seats is not going to make the difference, because the Democrats will probably pick up about 35 seats because it really, a lot of things are bad. And then you got a guy like Steve, like Cassidy, I used to support. Now he's prostituting himself out, saying that Trump was right to fire the Bureau of Labor Statistics person. I mean, really, I think secretly about 75% of them in Congress probably hate Trump, but they're forced to do, you know, do his bidding and stuff. But eventually, the chickens are going to come home to roost on him, and it's going to be sooner rather than later. You know, and what's going to happen is the Democrats will probably take over, and they'll do stuff to upset people. It's almost like we just need a very viable third party, and we need to get.
Yeah.
But I don't see that happening. But that's what's happening. You know, it's not governing anymore. It's you know, the Republicans just do it worse. And you know, I just Kamala Harris is right. The system is broken right now. You know,
well, so, you know, if it works, who can blame them for doing it the way they're doing it? If it works, but the way that it's working is very unprecedented. Charlie, I appreciate the call. If you have a comment, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You know, I posted something on Substack maybe a month or so ago, and it was about President Trump's limited vocabulary. And he has plug in words and phrases, beautiful phrases like nobody's ever seen anything like this before. And he just plugs in these same phrases. Another word that he's been using a lot recently that he does use a lot is the word rigged. You know, since he lost the 2020 election, he has used the word rigged, and he's bringing it up again in relation to the numbers about the jobs report, saying the numbers were rigged, that Democrats rigged the numbers. It's one of those words that he just he tends to plug in. But everything's not rigged, and there's no evidence that those numbers were rigged, and he fired the woman who's in charge of that over the numbers. Numbers change. Apparently, that is a number that is revised quite often. It was revised, and it was a very, very negative reflection of the Trump administration. So he fired her for the numbers. But, you know, numbers tend to be factual for the most part. And if the numbers were rigged, then, you know, we need the evidence. I guess I think it would be fair to ask for the evidence. And again, there's no evidence. Even Republicans concluded that there was no information that indicated that the 2020 election was rigged or was stolen. And again, that was Republicans. But again, this mantra of the election was stolen, the election was rigged, that's really getting boring. And I really don't want to get too deeply into that. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to your calls coming up here in just a moment. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2023, for the first time since 1958, country songs claimed the top three spots in the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Number three was Fast Car by Luke Combs, the cover of the Tracy Chapman song. Number two was Last Night by Morgan Wallen. And the number one song in the country on this day in 2023 was Try That in a Small Town by Jason Aldean. And this song caused a lot of controversy. I mean, the song was really all about crimes that you might be able to get away with in a big city. You're not going to get away with in a small town. The only problem is there's a suggestion here that due process is not part of the message, and that if you see somebody doing something that you disagree with, you can just go beat the crap out of them. If you do that, you're the one who might end up in jail. And prison's not fun. Well, that's what I heard. I don't know about it firsthand, but I understand it's not a fun time. I'm Scoot on the Air, and you're listening to WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, we're going to get to some of your text messages. I had a phone call or two coming up in just a few minutes. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 1976, at a show in Birmingham, England, an intoxicated Eric Clapton spoke out in favor of the right-wing group National Front, and he repeated their slogan, "Keep Britain White." He added, "I used to be into dope. Now I'm into racism." Years later, he said, "I made some fairly racial comments, but they weren't directed at any particular minority. It was a feeling of loss of identity and losing my Englishness." Eric Clapton is a right-wing radical. You know, I don't even know why I went to his concert at the Smoothie King Center a few years ago, last time he was here. I went to the concert, and it was the worst concert I've ever been to. I mean, I had so much respect for Eric Clapton. Just an incredible guitar player. I loved what he did with Cream. I love what he did as a solo artist. But I have zero respect for the man. And I went to the concert just to see a legend. And it was the worst concert I've ever been to. It was the most impersonal concert I've ever been to. Eric Clapton had no rapport with the audience whatsoever. He just did his songs and left the stage. And I would never, ever go out of my way to see him again. It doesn't mean I don't like some of his songs, because I do. But he is a right-wing radical. And I don't respect anybody who is a racist. And Eric Clapton said some really racist things. He kind of took him back a little bit. But, you know, this is why people are freaking out today. Now, this was back in 1976. Now, he did clarify it, looking back, saying that he felt like he was losing his identity. And a lot of Americans today feel like they're losing their identity. They feel like they're losing their Americanness. They're losing their ability to be Americans. And Donald Trump has been brilliant with the phrase, "Make America Great Again." There are a lot of things about America that people really don't want to bring back. And America, in a lot of ways, wasn't that great back then. There were a lot of things about it that didn't make America great. And while people buy into the phrase, I think this is a result of people feeling like, well, you know, we're not really Americans anymore. Yeah, we are. Nobody can take away you being an American. If you allow that to happen, that's on you. But nobody can take away your identity. And I think another thing that I've talked about often on the show is another reason why a lot of people are so into supporting Donald Trump as almost like a replacement for religion. It's like a religious movement, is because Donald Trump defines them. Their support of Donald Trump is the definition of who they are as people. They're nobody without that. And so that's why they're so loud and proud when it comes to support for Donald Trump, because these are people who basically they have nothing else that defines them except support of Donald Trump. So I can relate to what Eric Clapton is saying, and much of that is going on today. Let's go to San Francisco. David, you're on WWL.
Oh, thanks, Scoot. And that was a nice little intro. I, you know, this is an international city just like yours is, and we've got just, I try to remember if the school district deals with something like 78 different languages. And I, you know, I climb on a city bus, and I know I can learn, you know, five languages in 5 minutes. And it's actually kind of ennobling to think that, you know, if I see somebody that's like fresh over here and they're looking so meek and humble, you know, I can look them in the eye and try to give them some dignity, you know, give them some hope. You know, I finally made it to freedom. And, you know, America used to be the magnet of freedom, that we attracted the revolutionaries, we attracted the inventors, we attracted the creative people, and with that creativity, we would expand. And you look like a, you look at a slumlord like Donald Trump, who doesn't respect anybody, and he goes out of his way to cheat everybody. He's treating America like a slum, or like a slumlord would treat it, and he runs it into the ditch. And the real reason I called, if I remember right, the last census, gosh darn it, that was in the year 2020. And if Texas is claiming that their redistricting was run afoul because of that census, well, I wonder who was the president in 2020. Was it slumlord Trump that ran the census? And, you know, you look at one other angle on this same thing. If I understand right, Mike Johnson, is it true that his district is the poorest parish in Louisiana?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, David, but I do know that his parish is going to be greatly affected by the big, beautiful bill.
Right. And these guys pretend to be conservatives. And if you know about SNAP or food stamps, that's federal money that comes into the district. And almost every district in America pays out on April 15th more than they get back. And food stamps, actually, for every $1 food stamp, it used to be it would turn into $1.87 in the local economy. And during Trump's last reign, he actually ruined it.
Yeah. David, I've got to get to a break here. Look, I appreciate the call. I mean, there are a lot of people who can argue with you, but Donald Trump did certainly have his role as a slumlord. And, you know, when it came to his college and it came to a lot of things, he was a bully, to say the least. All right. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Also, more of your texts coming up. But here's a quick text that says, enjoying this man's comments, enjoyed your great analogy of Eric Clapton. Here's a text that says, what do coffee and Eric Clapton have in common? They're both better with cream. I agree with that. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Well, a sad day on the Scoot on the Air calendar. On this day last year, Maurice Williams from the American doo-wop group, the Zodiacs, passed away at the age of 86. The Zodiacs and Maurice Williams had a number one hit on this, well, not on this day, but in 1960, this was the number one song in the country on whatever day it was, but this in 1960 reached number one on the Billboard Hot 100 charts. It was also a big hit for Jackson Browne, who did a cover of it, and it was part of the soundtrack for Dirty Dancing in 1987. I'm Scoot on the Air. We still have a lot to talk about, and next hour I'll talk a little bit about what Rod Stewart did in honor of Ozzy Osbourne passing away, and some people think it was criminal. He did this at a concert. Some people are calling for him to be in jail. This is a total overreaction. Also still to come, Woke Gone Wild. We'll talk about the American Eagle ad with actress Sydney Sweeney.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.